spell your name, sir?
My name is Manfred Hortofer. It spells Manfredhortofer. I'm residing in New Hampshire. And I'm an engineer by profession, former profession. I'm long retired, so. And I studied that from a perspective of an engineer. And I found that in New Hampton we have a total of 62 new towers. And they're talking about an average height of about 85 feet or something like this. Five of them are 110 to 125 feet, three between 100 and 105, 15 between 90 and 95. That's already more than a third. It's way above average. And then you have another 23, 80 to 85, which are about average. So we really get big towers galore. In addition, some of the existing poles structures, which are 55 feet, are also replaced, and they're replaced with higher towers, which are, there are a total of 16 of them. Nine are between 100 and 125 feet. So not only now you have the new towers going way up here, the old ones next to them going up just the same, and just as high in some places. Well, you also look at what's going on in New Hampshire. We have three crossings across the Pemigewasset, and they showed a beautiful picture here of one of the crossings, which I get to a little later, in terms of what they show and what the reality is. We have two crossings across the interstate, and I assume most people here have been driving up into the White Mountains at some point, and as you drive through the lakes region, through the hills, starting Tilton on up, it really gets kind of the pre-hills to the White Mountains, and it's pretty and it's nice. And now we have two crossings on the Interstate 90 with towers that are up to 125 feet tall. We have two crossings over the State Highway 132. We have four crossings on the local residential roads, where, as typical in New Hampshire, the houses along, and they're all affected by it. So Northern Pass has a series of one set of pictures for all what's going on in New Hampshire to reflect what is New Hampshire, and that's the one they showed you. They show it. Unfortunately, I'm not as well endowed as Northern Pass to be able to put things on the screen, and I hope I could do that. I will at some point, maybe. And they show you the condition before that you've seen here, and then they show you the one after. Mind you, that doesn't look all that bad, because that tower on the other side is only 65 feet tall, and it's in Bridgewater. And it's shorter because there's a little hill over which it goes. And you can already see over here, the grade is lower on the New Hampton side. Now, if you look at this from the New Hampton side, right now it looks like this. Looks pretty nice. The poles are below the tree line, and you paddle along the river. It's not too bad. Looks pretty good. We're used to that, and we can live with that. We've lived with it for a long time. The new towers, I pitched them in as good as I can. I don't have the support and money to do real fancy things. I don't know if you can see it. These black things are the pose lines being that high. 110 feet on these locations. I'm saying this just to point out in terms of how they try to pick their spots and what they show us, and reality will look a hell of a lot different. A hell of a lot. And in addition to that, you know, that is a pretty scenic area. First of all, it looks already on the highways when you drive through, just like it was described by previous people here. But we also have the river, and there is beautiful, quiet water upstream from Bristol on up behind the dam, where you can go out with a kayak and canoe, and there's eagles and ospreys and all these things out there. My wife and I, we live off the river. We are out there all the time. In addition to what, remind myself is when we're down there, because from as we look down to the river from the south side where New Hampton is, there's another 9 towers there in Bristol on the other side, which are all going to pop up, and they're going to be part of the vista on a good stretch of the road that goes between New Hampton and Bristol on the New Hampton side for all those people. Affects our whole atmosphere that we enjoy, affects our view, will affect our house prices, house value, if ever want to sell it.
Sir, I'm going to have to ask you to wrap it up. Okay?
I have a lot to say, and it's important.
Well,
because it goes to the
minutes,
it goes to, and I'm not finished with it, it goes to the value and a selective presentation and what they provide. And for that reason, I think it's relatively easy, at least for New Hampton, to bury from Plymouth all the way down past Franklin, swinging over and go down on 25 and go down Woods 3 and to bury it for New Hampton. Because we in New Hampton, we hit the jackpot. There's no place on the entire route that has as many and as many tall towers right out, not in the woods. And we feel like we are the doormat of the whole project. And some things has to happen here.
Please wrap it up, sir.
Now, yeah, I will wrap it up. As I went through this, I was trying to figure out how am I going to paint that tower in and what does it really look like? And I found these typical details that they have, and that's all I could find. And the only thing they have is a dimension of height, nothing else. Except in this picture, then all of a sudden I saw a more tapered pole that's only 65 feet tall, and it's already a lot fatter than what they show on all the other ones. So I say, okay, maybe one pole that I project from the picture that they show on the Bristol view would have a tapered face like this. The one they show in all the diagrams looks like this. There's a big difference. So which one are they going to provide? If you leave it to them, down the road, they're going to get even fatter because of fatter with thinner metal, with a lot smaller welding requirements, is going to be cheaper. So they're showing us this already. In reality, it's maybe going to be that, and it's maybe going to be even twice that fat. So I think as part of this submittal, I have a list in my, I have that already submitted. They should provide all the dimensions for the width of the pole, top and bottom, for all the cross arms, and the thickness of the transmission line, which is kind of shown like a thin line, and it's going to be a lot bigger. And if it has a support wire over the top of it, it looks even twice as big. The pictures don't show that. How much are you going to be able to see that?
For 9 minutes, that's 3 times the amount that we have. If you have more to say, I'll call you at the end.
Is this of interest to you guys?
I will call you back,
Did
sir?
I talk about these things?
Sir?
Time's over.
Okay.
Please respect the other folks who wish to speak. Mr. Levesque.